devotees, high class of devotees like Govardhan is doing well. I think that I have reached in Vrindavan. I'm not out of Vrindavan, but Vrindavan. And so many high class of devotees. Where Jogmaya Mool Prakriti is there. Jogmaya. And where his husband?
Gopabrindapal.
Om. Gopabrindapal. So many cowherd boys. He is the leader of all the.
Ring leader.
Gopanandini.
Gopanandini. Who is Gopanandini? Himself, the daughter of, very darling daughter of Vrishabhan Maharaj. Always tear in her eyes for Krishna. No. Heart melting. So many devotees. So I am very happy to come. I want to tell you that everywhere I went, in Australia, Sydney, here, there, Malaysia,
Hawaii,
and in Honolulu, Maui. In Maui, all were inspired. My old friends were there.
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also in
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, LA. Oh, so many. Miracle was done there. Your Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Vedanta Eshi Maharaj. Oh, he ordered all his senior disciples to come. He came and so much attracted. I became happy. So my last goal was here. Pure pleasure. And from here I will return. But this was my goal of my journey, to again inspire my daughters and sons and daughters, and my friends. Who in Mahabharata battle, you know, who fought more than anyone? Oh, my Bharat is here. And we will see. Drishtadyumna is not yet.
He will come.
So Mithila Desh Prabhu also. I think from England, Bhudhar Prabhu may come. Also, Gopinath Prabhu may come.
Okay, he's in Los Angeles.
Gopi
Dev
is coming.
Vrindavan
and
Rupa
Manohar.
And also that Bhagwan Prabhu, very strong, Prishtha, very fair in forms. Oh, they will come also. So many will come. The sannyasis who left sannyas, but again inspired. And when they will come and see whether how strong you are, then will be more and more inspired. My daughters and sons, so very strong. Otherwise, how can I show my face to others? That all, see, my sons and daughters are so strong. They strongly follow Eshi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and myself. In the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the line of Rupa Goswami. I'll be happy that if I will take you, each of one, where? In Vrindavan, making you all, whether you are male or female, no harm. Like a very beautiful, fragrant flower, I will offer in the lotus feet of Radhika. So be strong and be qualified both for this. So, I request most senior devotee, Shyamrani, my Shyamrani. I'm not changing her name, but his Guru gave. But out of action and love, I cannot chant in her Jadura. No inspiration comes. So Shyamrani will speak something to us. Biography of my Gurudev. Automatically coming from my heart. And I became so happy by writing. I also then began to write explanation of Gita. And when I was writing, I thought that, oh, I am doing my best work in my life. It is the best work. When you read this, you certainly will be very happy. After this, I began to write the explanation of Bhajan Rans Rahasya of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And then I felt, oh, this is the best book that I have read and explained. Certainly, you must read all these books, especially Bhajan Rahasya. Oh, you will enter in the same Raganuga Marg as Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to do himself. In the line of Rupa Goswami. Very high class. I know that if anyone will read this book, greed for serving Radha Krishna conjugal in the line of Rupa Goswami must come, it is bound to come. Perhaps not translation yet has been done, going on perhaps anyone is doing. Anyone doing?
Shantididhi has started something.
Yes. But I want that this book should also come very soon. I want that. I request all that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, he was preaching everywhere by Kirtan. By Kirtan. Here, there. But I think that he was so much successful by Brihat Mridanga. Brihat Mridanga, you know?
Book publishing.
Publishing and distribution. Very quickly in whole world, everywhere, in every land of big cities, here, that, and villages also. Very quickly, the sound of this Brihat Medan went everywhere. So I request you also that we should follow this method. But first I want that, or they should go inside and they should realize what nectar is there, and they should realize and test and then to distribute. Then they will be successful. They will advance very quickly. Now I am requesting Gopa Anandini, the darling daughter of whom? Who is Gopa? Or more than
Nandabama.
Very powerful. So, Gopanandani should speak to us. Come on here.
Good afternoon. So, Sunny is feeling that...
I came to Western countries. I was mobbed by the tears of what?
Mula Prakriti.
Mula Prakriti and her eyes tears. Heart melting. Always tear and tears in my Harikatha. So I'm very much obliged for it. They can weep for Krishna. But my heart is so much like a stone, never melts, but always seeing, oh, sometimes melts by seeing them. Krishna is Nirgun. What is the meaning of Nirgun? What is the meaning of Nirgun? What is the meaning of Nirgun? Nirgata Guna Jasma. But there are no worldly Sataraj Tamadir books. Oh, all qualities in Krishna, transcendental qualities, and they must be in his devotees. Those who have given their lives in serving Radha Krishna Jivan, like Pandavas, whole family, all serving Radha Krishna. So he must be Nirgun. So I am requesting Nirgun Prabhu, please speak 2 hours.
I may not be able to speak anymore anyway.
First, I'd like to offer my humble obeisances to Meetamita, Pravishnam, Paramahansa, Prabhupada, Tara, Shishi, Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda, Shiva, Prabhupada. And next to Vishnupa, Paramahansa, Prabhupada, Tara, Shishi, Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda, Shiva, Narayana, Maharaj. Anything I have learned in my life and his divine grace, Shiva, Prabhupada. And now, this is a continuation of the same knowledge that Srila Prabhupada has given us. I especially want to welcome Srila Gurudev back home. This is one of his homes.
Yes.
The trouble is he has so many homes. So we are coming awake. We are like waking up here after a year. I also want to offer my humble obeisances to all the devotees and welcome all of you to here, to come here. And I want to encourage everyone that in actuality, no matter where we come from, what our past was, all these things make no difference. We need to only bring one thing to Krishna consciousness, and that is some enthusiasm and some eagerness to hear. If we have this, we can certainly go up. I'm feeling that very insignificant. I'm feeling the moon and all the stars have come here. I feel that all of you are like my teachers. And I was thinking, actually, even my dog is like my teacher. Because the dog has, we all know, a good dog has special characteristics that if the master kicks the dog, if the master chastises the dog always comes back up to the master. Never leaves the master under any condition. So I don't have this wonderful qualification. So even the dog is my teacher. So ultimately, I also request that all of us, we can please Shiva so much by cooperating together and working together to make this festival a wonderful success. And the whole Guru Parampara will be pleased with us.
Thank you.
I pray that you all bless me so that I can have some advancements.
I'm requesting Sripad Keshav Prabhu, he should come and speak to us. Who is Kesha?
He's one of the best.
Swamiji in the beginning taught him so much.
I have heard from different devotees that Kesha Prabhu has said so much to his Gurudev, so much. So I wanted to meet her, him also.
Come on, that's fine. Oh.
I adopted my respectful obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and also Srila Narayan Maharaj.
I've been waiting a very long time before I had this opportunity. Last year, I only came on the very last day. And I came with many questions in my mind because there's so much upheaval everywhere and different factions amongst the devotees and a lot of confusion. And you'll meet some devotees and there's a lost enthusiasm through the confusion. And I came with all these questions in my mind and I wanted to talk to Srila Narayan Maharaj. And I sat down and I paid my obeisances. And he looked straight at me and said, he knew the question that was on my mind. He said, "We're all the same family." So this is an illusion to think that we're in a different family. We all come from the same family. That's Lord Chaitanya's family. And he just dispelled all the confusion and that feeling of being unsettled instantly. And then he said, "You've only come for one day, the last day, see me." And so I've been waiting a good time to come and properly here and properly take benefit of this most valuable association. And coming up the hill again today, they're rerouting and it was harder to get here. And I actually came out from New Mexico and I had a car problem and I just got here. And again, that feeling of, oh gosh, the world is so disturbing. And then just by walking in, I felt, wow, it's just gone. The feeling is so nice. And I'm very enthusiastic to have this opportunity to have this most valuable association with Srila Narayan Maharaj and all the devotees. And I think that now is the time for everyone to make a quantum step forward in their Krishna consciousness. And I'd just like to thank you all very much, and mostly you and Ryan Myers.
You will not speak. He is hearing and making his talk more.
I'd like to thank Srila Gurudev so much for coming here again. The fortune that we receive by this is unlimited and incalculable. He's been traveling so much, but he's made New Braj a very special place for all the devotees here and also everywhere in the world. Last year, when Srila Gurudev was here, he said, "I have spoken such high things here. I have not spoken them anywhere else with the exception of Mathura and Vrindavan." But recently we heard in Cessnock in Australia, the devotees were saying he spoke higher things there. So now we're requesting that we must go higher here.
You must come to Cessnock.
So recently in Hawaii, just to give a little report of the success of Srila Gurudev's mission, first in Honolulu, he spent about 2 weeks writing. And when we first went there, I kind of came around the corner of the house, and very beautiful there, right on the beach. And Gurudev was sitting on a low seat with like a desktop in front of him, and he was writing and like that. And I thought, he looks like one of the six Goswamis writing so beautifully. And when I got to speak to him, he told me that he had written Bhajan Rahasra, and it was so beautiful. He was so satisfied with this writing. And also, he's finished the Braj Mantra.
I was coming from LA, from so crooked way, zigzag up down. I was so much tired that I was thinking that first I will go to Nirgun Prabhu house, and there I will rest and take rest and then sleep, and after that I will come. But when I came there and saw so many devotees, I was so much inspired. And again I came here. Thanks you to the most that you have. There are so many senior disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru here. Also devotees, so many. I know them all. Vrindavan Vilasini, what?
Chandrika.
Here also so many. They are very qualified. Very, very qualified. When you will hear, you will see how their moods are high. So I heard the devotees and become so happy that when I came first in Western country, I saw everywhere hopeless, hopeless. A land like barren. Only anyhow maintaining their life. But in my life, I've never been hopeless. When I came, I remember my Shiksha Guru's order to me, oh, please help my devotees. Water has been finished and they are going to be drawn. And only to follow his orders, I came. Oh, she was in a very couple of years, wonderfully, he preached his mission whole world. But he was sorry. In his last day, he told me, I met so many disciples everywhere preaching. But I could not train them well. So I want that you should try to help. He told me so many things. But this was one of these. And for only to fulfill his desire, I came. But I heard yesterday, from one of his disciples, Hridayananda Prabhu, Maharaj perhaps, Maharaj Sanyasi.
Maharaj, perhaps, yes.
He told in a discussion, we meet so many, I met so many his disciples there. They requested one of, what, Maharaj?
Bhagwan
Das. And he wanted to make any way like Gobindapal Prabhu and his wife. Oh, they tried so much. So he was trying so much. I went there in their home.
Beverly House.
Met them. Or anyhow, something was going. He told that our Prabhupada has trained us in a special way. And we are serving him for 25, 26 years, 30 years. So we are trained. I wanted to reply him, but I suppressed my voice. I was thinking to tell him that perhaps you are not trained, but you are thinking. But you think that he has trained in such a special way that whole sannyasi are going down. All the senior Vaishnav are kicked from ISKCON. They are not honored according to their qualities. Why these nowadays Ritvik are coming? This is not anything, this is rebellion against them. They have no honor now. So I think that this was not tradition of Swamiji, that he trained in such a way that all should fall down. He wanted this, but they follow him blindly and outwardly, externally. They never went so deep that what he wanted to preach. They never touched it. I'm not telling of all, but those have like false ego like this. They never touched internally what he wanted to preach, to give them. And if anyone externally follow me blindly, oh, he must fall, he not falling, or he was falling down from beginning. Swamiji inspired them. He gave them saffron cloth, sannyas, or made them these brahmacharis. But they had no faith on him. Now they are going to athletics, university. What to learn? They are learning that Rupa Goswami was a simple person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was some devotee. Bhakti is nothing but a mental sentiment. They are going to read all these things. I think this is nonsense. In the words of Swamiji, or rascal.
Rascals.
I'm not telling, but
bogus.
But Swamiji used to, if he was there, now he must told.
Prophet said, "Don't go." Prophet told them, "Don't go to college."
Yes.
Slaughterhouse.
Yes, these are slaughterhouse. They will slaughter what?
Bhakti.
Forever. And they are doing. Now they are not talking about bhakti. Only historical things, some things. Rupa Goswami, they think that, he was nothing. He took all things from any other person. Who was lusty person. Bhakti is the lusty thing, nothing else. So, Swamiji never told all these things and he never trained them like so. I know so many senior Vaishnavas of him, of very high class of their modes. So, I want to tell you that Swamiji never trained like so. He wanted to come in the Rupa Goswami line. He was from beginning, from his birth, before birth. He was transcendental. But they could not realize that who was Swami. They thought that only doing kirtan, going here and there, but only this, and he preached. But not this is the fact. He came. He descended to give the same message what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, what Rupa Goswami, love and affection for conjugal, Gaur Nityananda. He wanted to come to give this thing. But unluckily, at that time they were not so much qualified to realize all these things. A time will come, Swamiji thought, and they must realize. They should come in one family, And that is why I appreciate Kesava Prabhu. Certainly we are one family. If something realizing the teachings of Swami, then we must realize that we are in one family. So honoring each other, giving respect to their qualities as they are high, not like same to all. Kanishtam, Madhyam, Bhuttam, and then Mahabhagatam. We should try to give proper respect, like Madhyam Adhikari. So he has come from there. He preached the same mission for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Srila Bhakti Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I heard there also that, Prabhupada never liked the teachings of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, bogus. They are offending. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is the root. Nowadays, he is Bhakti Bhagirath, who brought Bhakti Ganga, Bhagirath, in this age. But they are not honoring himself. Only Prabhupada was. Oh, then Prabhupada will not be happy for them to hear this and do this. I know. He cannot expect them, accept them like his devotee. So you should come always in one family of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Honoring each, even his Kanishta, we should honor. Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Mahaprabhu has told like this. So, in evening, from evening, our classes will be done. I think that it will be proper. When and how the classes will go, aarti will go, prasadam, distribution, everything.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
he started his Nagar Sankirtan or Kirtan movement by this mantra. Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jadavaya Madhavaya Namah Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madan. And rest Narottam Thakur has added. And in the last he is telling that I am doing Naam Sankirtan. But what he is doing? Sri Chaitanya Nityananda, Sri Advaita Sita or Gupta, Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita, Jairu Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jeev Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath, Echaya Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan, Jaha Haite Abhishnana Sabhishtha. So what are these? They are Naam Sankirtan. What he is doing? Echaya Gosai Jar Mui Tar Das. Tasabar Padarenu Moro Panchabras. What is the meaning? Yo.
The
six Goswamis are my life and soul. Like this. Echaya Gosai Jar Tar Mui Das. Yeah, tum bolo.
These six Gosamis belongs to whom? Him devotee thinks that their lotus feet is my property, I will be his servant. Who worship that six Gosamis?
Those Echaya Gosai Char, to whom this Gosami are chanting, remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all, my worshipable guru, like my life and soul.
Tasabar Padarenu Moro Panchabras, and their lotus dust is my food stuff for 5 life years.
Echaya Gosai Jabe Braje Kailan Bas, Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kailan. These six Goswami, when they came by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they discovered all Vrindavan.
84 crores of land of Vrindavan, which descended from a Prakrit Golok Vrindavan. Tarpare, Echaya, Anand Balahari, Bhaja Vrindavan. Oh, Anand Balahari and Bhaja Vrindavan. Bhaja Vrindavan means?
Bhajan in Vrindavan mood.
What is the meaning? Oh, where all the pastimes of Krishna descended and he did. Where? In Vrindavan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Bandirvan, and all other ones. What pastimes? Bhaja Vrindavan means this. You should remember. What pastime? Where Krishna and gopis and Krishna and his Sakha, father, mother, they did. This is Bhaja Vrindavan. Remember, when you go to Govardhan, first you are going to Madhuban. What is the meaning of doing bhajan of Madhuban? Krishna going there in cow herding and he tastes of sweet honey. First honey, what? In trees.
From beehive.
Beehive. But this is secondary. What? Honey. The friendship. More. Gopis. Honey. They used to come there and to meet with Krishna. Krishna used to relish these high kinds of Madhuban. That is, this is Madhuban. So in all, in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Vrindavan, or dance, in Govardhan dance, rashly die. Nandagaon, oh, so much Vatsalya rush. Buddha went there, and what he saw, you can imagine something by the drama play, which was played last night. So sweet. So this is the meaning. Not Vrindavan, in simple way. So remember, sitting here, thinking that I am in Vrindavan, going to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Govardhan, Keshighat, Bansibat, Rashlila Stali, and so many places. You are fortunate to be with me in Brajmandal Parikrama. Those who are, and even there are chances this year also, you can go and see. And then remember, anywhere you are sitting, this is Bhaja Vrindavan. Ananda Bola Hari. Hari Minsa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Mahaprabhu discovered from Upanishad and Vedas. Kalishantarna Upanishad first and then after that. So always do Hari Hari. And Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnavapade Majayyaman. What is meaning? Always be in their guidance, in their association. Oh, Majayyaman. Like saturated in their Harikatha rush. And then chant Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, and think Bhaja Vrindavan. All your sorrows will go away very quickly. Very strong belief should be there. I don't want anything. I want only this thing. Nothing else. The life of my goal of my life, only this thing. Bhaja Vrindavan. For this you can beg mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivas Adi Shibho Bhaktivinoda. Don't be weak. If be weak, oh, call Nityananda Prabhu, his associates, Mahaprabhu. And then Giriraj Govardhan, Vrindavan, moreover you can chant. Oh, remember. He Radhe, Prajadevi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Sundara, Sri Govardhan Kalpada. Like this. Don't care so much for your maintaining life. If you are dedicated, oh, Krishna will have to bring everything on his head, he will. Because he has promised, then why we should be bothered so? Go on serving, go on serving. Gaur Premanande. I am very happy to come. What name?
Pradyumna.
Should also play the role of Pradyumna. You know Pradyumna? Who is Pradyumna?
Krishna's son.
His son of Krishna. Pradyumna Aniruddha. Yes.
Aniruddhanati.
Pradyumna is the son of direct Rukmini Devi, no, Krishna, both. So you should be very, always chanting, remembering and studying and be a good brahmachari. Always obeying your mother. No? Gaur Pramananda is glorifying them. I'm very happy, excellent, for this drama place. Very, very excellent. Only drama spell were so excellent. One after another, I thought that, oh, this is best. Third day, I told that, oh, this is best. Yesterday, I saw Uddhava, no? Going to Vrindavan. And how excessive love and everything was. I thought this is our best among all. Oh, it will not be here any more than this. But today you are feeling so. Oh, what you are feeling?
Best of the best of the best.
Very well. I don't want that it should be a drama play. Even our departure, you should try to realize all these things and remember. And try to be a devotee in the line of Rupa Goswami. Here, from beginning, oh, we are explaining the glories of Rupa Goswami, his instructions. Today, he played all these things, especially the bread of
Srimati Radhika.
Srimati Radhika. Even Rupa Goswami, being the guru of Rupa Goswami,
Sanatana
Goswami, being the guru of Sanatana Rupa Goswami, and very much dear to Śrīla Caitanya Mahāprabhu. He has so much honor, Caitanya Mahāprabhu, even so much honor for Sanatana Goswami. And what he saw, or if you have not done well this, example is not fit for Śrīmatī Rādhikā, or so sweet or great. And he told very humbly, Rupa Goswami, oh,
please,
my Gurudev, my elder brother, you should correct. And he was thinking so much, but no actual example was coming. And Srimati Radhika herself, with her
Sakhis. At Radhakund, still the place is there. Still. And she was
swinging.
And Sanatana Goswami saw, oh, Lali, Lali means?
Darling daughter. Hey,
darling daughters. Oh, Lali, Lali, oh, be careful. A snake, a very black,
poisonous
snake, oh, is on your plate. And he's doing like this. And he ran away to save. But at once he saw that nothing is there. Valli Kadamba tree is there, no friend, nothing. And then, oh, Srimati has come him herself to prove the words of Srila Rupa Goswami. Nothing to correct, nothing to do. And he turned back and told, oh, what you have explained, all right. Anyone has not in this whole world that he can give any
correction
in your words. And you saw how quickly Srimati Radhika came and cooked
sweet rice
for as the base of Srila Rupa Goswami, that what I will give my Gurudev, he has come here. He was thanking something. And she quickly came, and they could not know, cooked in a moment, or by his
breath.
Fire came, and how she quickly did, very, very sweet, fragrant, sweet rice. And she gave that. They could not imagine that who was she. But Rupa Goswami went to and Sanatana Goswami gave, Rupa, have you wished for this? Anything? I wanted to see that you have come and so much, about 3 p.m. has been done. You should be fit, but I have nothing. Taking these tests, they began to have astasattvic vikar.
Ecstatic symptoms.
The symptoms of?
Ecstatic mood.
Ecstatic mood. And then Sanatana Goswami, don't use your shamni in your service. You should try to serve her. Why you are this? Rupa Goswami told, I have done some mistake. But there was no mistake. Krishna and Radhika has promised. What promise do you know, Gita?
Ananyaschintayanto
mangye jana parjupasate desham ham nitya vyuktanam yoga kshema bham. If you are being like so, but don't cheat. They are cheaters of cheaters. They will cheat you. But if you are in this, give them everything for Krishna. They will come. So don't be worried for these things. For future, don't fear. Try to. For this, Swamiji came. Rupa Goswami himself came. Krishna himself came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Rupa fulfilled the desire of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How? His writing in his prayers. Vrindavane biharito riha keli kunje matta deepa kairo kautuka vibhrame sandarsirasya yuvayor padanara vindam dandam vidhe. Devi Srimati Radhika. I want that you should engage in your service. I want to serve you where? In Vrindavan. In the cones of Giriraj Govardhan, Radha Kund, here and there. You should engage. I want to see Radhike, Kaku Bharagad Gadyadya Vacha, Devi Kaku Bharagad Gadyadya Vacha, Jache Nipatte Govi Dandavata Gurvatarati, Asya Prasadam Abhasya Janasya Kritva, Gandharvike Tavagane. I want, I'm praying from core of my heart, please register, enlist in your register of your maid servants. My name also should be kept there. And how he did? Chitraiva suchitvati suchirakhinaham avisharai syami. That I want to take you in the dark night, in dark
cloth,
garments,
And in what? In white night?
Full moon.
Full moon what?
White cloth.
White hand. Also, keeping your ankles tightened that they should not speak anything. Rupa Goswami has written all these things, but you should try to be qualified. To read these things, to hear these things, and to follow these things. So I think that some things that Bhaktivedanta Swami was only friend to us, but quite wrong. All our Guru Bhakt are Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, or Vilas Manjari, Kamala Manjari, Vinoda Manjari, Nayan Manjari. Why he should be of other things? Never. If his disciple or disciple of his Gurudev, Nayan Manjari, then he should be anything. So try to pray him that this he should mercifully
manifest, your heart.
Manifest his heart. Oh. If we are assembled here and for about 9-10 days our class is going on, so many beautiful things has come. If anyone has taken even one
drop,
my coming here is successful. But don't let me return barren. Barren, no?
Empty-handed.
I will try to give it without a very low price. But if he was not taking, rejecting me, then I will take all the fruits and I will again go to Vrindavan. And there I will be. Now we will go tomorrow. Starting from
San Francisco. Early in the morning, 2:30.
Very soon to Alachua and then
England,
Houston, London. And here, there. Fruits, this, everywhere.
What's to buy?
Ask Sonu Mani. Shripad Madhava Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, and so many. I have kept the fruits of baskets on their head also. All follow me. And we should distribute among the whole world. So I am requesting you, giving invitation for Prajmandal Parikrama. You can come and relish what is going on there.
From 13th October to 11th November.
Mountain?
Giriraj.
Was on the hands of Krishna. Oh, Jamuna, very easy to take bath with gopis and so much donation he used to take in Danghati, in Jamuna, or Panghat. Panghat, you know? Panghat? Panghat means where gopis used to go to take water and for water. For love and affection, for waiting. Oh, Krishna is waiting there. And they have their pots, whether it is full of or not,
water
we don't know. But love and affection was totally what was
overflowing.
So try to know all these things gradually, development of you. If not development is coming, something is wrong, and try to know like Rup Goswami or even Lamb Khanja. And he was laughing for his pastimes of Krishna, and he was guilty. But even Rup Goswami went and pleased, and then he apologized, but now in return he was apologized. We should try to know all these things and follow Rup Goswami. My blessings to you all. I will pray Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, or Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rup Goswami and others, Srila Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trust Bengal, their pure mercy to you all, that you should be a very good, pure devotee, very strong devotee. Go, Brahma.